Live from NPR News, I'm Shay Stevens. President Biden says there should be enough supplies of COVID-19 vaccines for every adult in the United States by the end of May. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, that's an acceleration of the administration's timeline.
FDA approval of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine means there are three effective COVID-19 vaccines now available in the U.S., and President Biden has invoked the Defense Production Act to help speed up production and distribution. A few weeks ago, he was talking about vaccines available for every adult by the end of July. Now?
This country will have enough vaccine supply, I'll say it again, for every adult in America by the end of May. By the end of May. That's progress.
And while that news is good, Biden said he is worried variants could lead to setbacks. He urged caution and mask wearing until more people are vaccinated, even as some states loosen their rules. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Texas has become the largest of a handful of states lifting mask requirements to stem the spread of COVID-19. Governor Greg Abbott says wearing face coverings in public is now a personal choice in his state.
Individual safety is managed every day as a matter of personal responsibility rather than by government mandate.
Abbott says Texans have mastered safe practices over the past year. FBI Director Christopher Wray is rejecting claims that the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol was organized by far-left anti-Trump groups. Wray says the January 6th insurrection was domestic terrorism incited by militia and hate groups. He's also defending his agency's handling of an intelligence report that warned of violence on that day, saying domestic threats are being handled with the same urgency as those coming from extremists outside the U.S. Wray's comments were made during a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the Capitol riots that claimed five lives. The 2020 census is on the government's list of high-risk projects, and the Government Accountability Office says it'll stay there. NPR's Hanzi Lawong reports that the release from the national headcount is still delayed by pandemic and last-minute scheduling made during the Trump administration.
The Census Bureau says it needs more time to sort through inconsistencies in the 2020 census records, including duplicate and incomplete responses. And the Government Accountability Office warns that the quality of last year's census data remains unclear. New state population counts are used to determine each state's share of congressional seats and electoral college votes for the next 10 years. Those numbers are now expected by the end of April. By the end of September, the Bureau plans to deliver more detailed demographic data that states need to redraw voting districts. That six-month delay is forcing many states to change their own redistricting deadlines. Hanzi Lawong, NPR News, New York.
U.S. futures are higher following Tuesday's losses on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 143 points. This is NPR News. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo has received Senate confirmation to serve as U.S. Commerce Secretary. Raimondo will help guide the economy's recovery during and after the COVID pandemic. She faced Republican opposition because of concerns that she would not be forceful enough in confronting the Chinese government's efforts to gain an economic and technological edge through espionage. Her nomination was confirmed Tuesday by a vote of 84 to 15. In Kentucky, water rescues continued Tuesday as flooding from weekend downpours continued. About 1,000 people in the eastern part of Kentucky have now been evacuated. As Corinne Boyer of member station WEKU reports, state officials say that rivers are not expected to crest for several more days.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear says the swollen Kentucky River is putting pressure on a dam in Jackson. Much of the town is covered by water. Beshear says the National Guard is assisting with evacuations.
They're in Jackson with the emergency transport of civilians to higher ground using high-axle vehicles. They're launching four helicopters, three Blackhawks and one Lakota, to aid in transporting stranded personnel.
Beshear says the evacuation of a hospital in Jackson is almost complete. The state has requested assistance from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. For NPR News, I'm Corinne Boyer in Lexington.
And again, in after-hours trading, U.S. futures are higher following losses on Wall Street Tuesday. On markets in Asia, shares are in positive territory. This is NPR News.
Support for